say the joint was rocking.
Next, we'll track the solo career of one of those singer-songwriters. You may have heard his name. He's a frontman for the Rolling Stones. After 45 years, you can still hear the same rebellion and menace in Mick Jagger's voice.
Yeah, you put me in the trash. Yeah, you gave me up for lost.
A collection called The Very Best of Mick Jagger has just been released. And Jagger spoke with journalist Ashley Kahn about that CD and what was different working without the Stones.
With or without the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger has lasted so long because he's created rock and roll that's built to last. What makes a song timeless?
When it's played a lot. The more you keep banging away, the more it becomes a classic, doesn't it?
Jagger has always struck a balance between careful studio craftsmanship and raw, spontaneous energy. He spoke of how he goes about trying to capture that elusive first-take quality.
When you're doing recording, this is a very fine line to get something as good as you know you can get it, and as crafted as you want it. A lot of people do songs line by line, and I like to do the whole song, do the whole song again, the whole song again. The overall feeling you want people to get, that you opened your mouth and it came out just like that. But of course, life isn't really like that.
Never saw ya scratch my back.
Jagger first stepped out as a solo artist in 1970 when he starred in the movie Performance.
I remember you in Hemlock Road, 1956. You're a baggy little leather boy with a smaller piece of stick.
The Very Best of Mick Jagger is the very straightforward title of a new CD collection. It features 17 songs he recorded over a 35-year period without any of the Stones.
If you've been in a band for 40 years, you know, I think you should be doing a lot of work on your own as well. You get a certain amount of freedom if you do a solo record, but you don't really have that if you're in a band.
The music on the CD is a mixed bag. Fun, funky, with lots of high-energy rockers, a few ballads, and collaborations with the likes of David Bowie, Lenny Kravitz, and U2's Bono. I was looking for the Buddha, and I saw Jesus Christ. Smiling, shook his shoulders, and then a cigarette. There are also a few first-time releases, like a soul tune from a late-night session put together by John Lennon in 1973. The collection reveals Jagger trying on a wider range of styles and sounds as he spent more and more time away from the Stones. Yeah. One thing brings these different flavors together.
They're all sung by me. That's about it. In the end, I'm a singer and I'm just singing. You know, that's what you do. And then that's what I do with the Rolling Stones as well. People say, it must be really different. And the thing is, it's not really that different to see. When I step out on the dance floor,
trembling. What was the reaction from the other Stones when you said, okay, I'm going to try the Mick Jagger career now? Mm.
When you work with people in any creative endeavor, they never like you to do anything else. You know, they just want you to work with them. So that's just a sort of classic reaction. People think
that I'm crazy. When I flash that California smile.
In the end, no one else is in the studio. It's usually midnight and you're singing this song. It doesn't really matter who's playing at the time, as long as it sounds good to you.
But I can still paint the town all the colors of your evening gown while I'm waiting for your blonde hair to turn gray.
Much has changed in the music business since Jagger first began recording. Today's world of song-by-song downloads leaves him with a feeling of déjà vu.
You know, at the beginning of my career, we didn't make albums, really. You know, we used to make just songs, you know, and then rock bands sort of created albums like Led Zeppelin or Pink Floyd or the Rolling Stones. And I don't really know if that's going to continue, given the state of music buying and the moment that it's really worth doing anymore. So I think, in a lot of ways, it's evolved. It's gone round a huge circle.
Old habits are hard and hard enough to feel fine.
Sir Mick Jagger, he's healthy, still touring, still recording, and still looking for ways to bottle the lightning.
Ashley Kahn is author of A Love Supreme, the story of John Coltrane's signature album. He's also a regular voice on this program. The new CD is the very best of Mick Jagger, and you can listen to three of his previously unreleased tracks at npr.org/music. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.